Stav, Abby and Matt, a B105 Breakfast Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Fantastic to have your company. It's a very tense show today because it was our $1 million cash splash.
It was. Five contestants, possibly one of them walking away with $1 million. What happened? Keep listening.
I've cried a lot on the show before, but I don't think I've had tears as much as I did today. Just how worthy everyone was and how on the verge of life-changing moment were they. I kept having tears looking at them all. Better when you don't see their faces and it's on radio and you just hear their voices.
People often say that to me.
It is, you know, so you don't have that emotional connection.
Okay, why are the lights off? It's just better this way.
Trust me.
You're not ashamed of yourself.
Yeah.
No, it was amazing moments and you're going
to
hear it.
All right, so stand by for that. Plus, we talked to Sky, who won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. We're just going to tell you this. She was munted.
Do you reckon she was, or do you reckon she just is? Well, I just, you know, you've been in the jungle for so long. She's already quite thin anyway. You've lost a lot of weight. You haven't had alcohol for some time. She probably just had one drink and was like, woo, because she was very much a woohoo girl.
She was definitely a woohoo girl. Shouted out to Frankie Muniz, like he listens to our show.
I wanted to ask her some really serious questions.
That flew out the window
that I had,
quick,
and then after that, I was like, no, don't worry about it.
Where I think she was at drunk-wise is she was happy, but she was two more champagnes away from getting angry.
Oh, you reckon?
Like, oh, no, she wouldn't have got angry. She would have burst into tears and said that she loved us.
Oh, no, I reckon.
I wonder who got that interview.
Well, yeah. it would have happened eventually because we had her on earlier.
It'd be good to play them all and watch the timeline.
Yeah. Righto, let's get into it. Here's today's podcast.
The B105 Breakfast Show with Stav, Abby and Matt.
Had a bit of a weekend-long sleepover at our place on the weekend. Gussie had a friend over, my dog.
That's his other child.
No, my favourite child.
No, it's not your favourite child.
It's not my favourite child. It's my favourite child. Can't talk back.
Did Gussie have
a child you chose?
Play date?
He did have a play date. He had a weekend long. Dropped off on Friday morning. Mm-hmm. Salty is his name.
Is that the one that he lost last time Salty came over?
Shush him out.
But it is, right?
Yeah, he ran away. but I found him. The way we got to be friends with Salty's owners actually was they were walking their dog around the place, and I saw them walking, and I actually thought someone had stolen Gus because they look so similar that like you can't even really tell them apart unless you're up close. But they get along like a house on fire, have a great time running around, and as you always say, it's easier with two than it is with one.
Yeah, you know? That's why I think it's hard when you got one child. Yeah, it's like you have to be the person that plays.
Yeah, Mr. Entertainment.
Yeah,
and so I was Mr. Entertainment for the two dogs, just trying to come up with things for them to do.
What sort of games did you come up with?
Is it cake? no, but it was a very rainy weekend over the weekend, so a lot of the time they were stuck in the house and they're going a bit crazy. So anytime there was a break in the weather, I jetted them down to the dog park.
Is it the same when you have a child over? Because I always, let's just say I'm going to the park and they have a friend over, I really monitor them.
Yeah.
Like normally when it's just my kids, I'm like, well, I've really only got to yell at myself so you guys can play, no worries. Mm-hmm. But when you've got another kid, you're like, I don't want them to injure themselves. I don't want to lose them. I got to be on my A game here.
Well, we did have a bit of an issue at the dog park and it was nice for me. It's always good when you hang out with another dog and you realise just how good your dog is.
I don't have that, but I'm sure you
don't
would.
Have that. Of course I have that. Yeah. Huge superiority complex. Yeah. And so I took them both to the dog park. And when we go to the dog park with Gus, he is ball obsessed. Doesn't care about any of the other dogs. He just wants to chase his ball. Yeah. Salty, not so much. So I was just doing the ball thing for Gus and I let Salty wander around, do whatever he wanted to do.
Did you just constantly say, he's not mine?
Well,
the kid that can't, that's not mine, that one.
I did because while I was throwing the ball for Gus, Salty was just going around humping all the other dogs. And I didn't even ask. It's a bigger issue.
You might have needed to leave a card for dog support.
That's a good point, and that would be my fault. Oh, gosh. I didn't know. I think so. I'm pretty sure. Yes. Let's go with yes, just for, because that would be better. So there was like four or five other dogs and he was just going hell for leather on them. So I did the only thing I could do and I just pretended.
Joined in.
Pretend it's not yours,
I pretended it wasn't my dog. Yeah. I was like, look at that guy.
You should have even walked up and go, whose dog is this?
Because you know what it was like over the weekend, it was like fine for a second, then it was absolutely shellacked down and it started to shellack down. And I was like, well, I can't get in my car with both the dogs because then everyone will know that that dog was mine.
Yeah.
So I had to stand in the rain.
You had to be the last man standing.
Waiting for everyone to leave the dog park before I could go, all right, Salty, come on. Let's go.
So what were the owners of the...
Oh, they're annoyed.
Like, were they, like,
they were going, they were, is this your dog? Like, no, it's not my dog. This one's my dog, which is technically true.
Correct.
You know?
It is true, but so you should have said that lying. You're responsible. Well, they didn't say, excuse me, you're responsible for
they
this dog.
They did not say that. So no. I was like, no, it's not my dog. My dog doesn't do that. Look at him.
Yeah, there's the one dog, there. And it's embarrassing as well when your dog's humping. Like, of course, because you're just like, oh, see, my dog doesn't work with the worst. It, like, drinks out of the... Because there's a bowl that they always have because the council provides it because you pay a lot for the registration of the dog.
You do.
So he drinks out of it, and then after he drinks in it, he wees in it.
Oh, he's just... He's giving back. He's taking his...
Circle of life. Circle of life.
And I'm like, who brought that dog? So you do just feel like the shame, you know? And you're like, oh, I'm sorry. My husband raised him.
I reckon those people would know that it was your dog.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah, they were playing stupid.
So I didn't need to be drenched in the rain waiting for them all to leave before I got back in my car.
There's a do not let this man sign in now at the dog park probably.
And now I'm not going to sleep tonight because of all these other salty babies I've created out there.
The B105 Breakfast Show with Stav, Abby and Matt.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
I'm a celeb done and dusted for another year. Here is last night's winner. Have a listen.
The winner of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here 2024 is...
It's Sky!
And she joins us this morning. Sky Wheatley, good morning.
Hello, good morning. How are you? Top of the morning to
you. Ooh, how many cocktails in are you? That's none?
Mate, I'm in shock. I don't know what's going on.
We always say, because obviously it's morning here, but it's a different time over in South Africa. When you get out, you decide to have some food and a few drinks and get a little bit excited. Hey, I have to say, I know that you have come out so openly and honestly and said that you have like insecurities about the way you look, which everyone goes, oh, come on, you're gorgeous. But because you love your makeup and you love dressing up, was that hard for you to commit when you're going to the jungle and all of that is taken away from you?
Look, it wasn't hard at all. Like, I just embraced being one with myself, one with, you know, looking like I'm, you know, a jungle queenie or whatever. But we had a tiny little mirror that we got to look in each day. And you know what? I didn't actually look in it that much. And you realize that you don't need to know what you look like 24/7. So it felt really good to just not have to think about what I look like. It was really nice to just get down and dirty with the genuine personalities I was in there with and not have to think about what I look like or if there's a boogie hanging out from my nostrils. So it was really nice. It was really good.
Except for the chapstick that you snuck in.
Oh, the dirty, dirty chapstick. Even though Candace was like, bitch, give it up. I did give it up, but I didn't fully give it up, you know? Like, I kept a little bit from my, I kept half of it. So I was like, how far can we push it?
Sky,
let's... It's a little bit of lanolin. It's a breastfeeding mothers use it, okay? Like, how harmful can it be?
Yeah, not with a little bit of colour in it, but for sure. I don't normally use
No. Everyone's getting really confused. My lips are tattooed.
Oh, okay.
It's not, right. There's no colour.
Right, yeah. Okay.
So she's just putting a clear over the top.
Yeah.
That sounds like when I used to go to school.
It was a clear lip gloss.
Yeah, and you used to say, it's not mascara, it's just lip balm.
Get the lips tattooed, doll. Get the lips tattooed.
So, Sky, you've won the thing. It's done and dusted. Let's get some of the inside goss. Who was the celebrity who got the special treatment there? Was there people allowed to sneak stuff in that was off camera?
The special contracts where they sort of went off for 5 minutes. You didn't know where they're going, but they came back all relaxed and happy.
No, look, I don't think anyone got special treatment. I really don't feel like anyone did. You know, everyone was equal. We were all on an equal playing field and... You know, I felt that the whole way through. I didn't feel like there was any extra treatment because of who was who. You know, I felt like it was very very, very, very
boring answer, Sky.
How drunk you are, I thought we would actually get some honesty out of you there.
She's just having one or two champagnes, right?
Yeah. But what size?
How many champagnes have you had?
I love the champagnes. I'm not going to lie.
Do they have a kebab shop there?
Also, I love you, Frankie. Miss you. Malcolm in the middle. Miss you.
They're contestants that were there.
Are they all around you at the moment? Are you all drinking together?
No, they've gone back home.
Some of us got a few extra lights and whatnot, but no one ever knew. No one knew that.
Okay.
Knowing you what? You got a few extra what?
You don't get what you don't ask for. You don't get what you don't ask.
What did you ask for?
Ask and thou shalt receive. Ask and thou shalt receive.
Yeah, but what did you ask for? And
what did you receive?
Well, I mean, I feel like a few people would have asked for, you know, a cheese platter and they got a few electrolytes.
I don't know what code we're using right now, but I really want to pick it up.
Well, Sky, it has been lovely speaking to you this morning. You enjoy the rest of your interviews today and you enjoy your win for I'm a Celeb, Get Me Out of Here. You've won $100,000 for charity, so good on you.
I know, how good. Bully Zero. Woo! We won that. I've never won anything in my life. But today we're winners.
Okay. Well done. Thank you, Sky.
Thank you.
Bye. That is how one of you here in the Million Dollar Room is probably going to sound at about 3 o'clock this afternoon if you win this $1 million.
100%.
Strap on in.
The B105 Breakfast Show with Stav, Abby and Matt.
Brisbane Mums Group. It's fun on Facebook. And when they post anonymously, you're like, tell me more. Because other people's problems just make you go, oh, okay, cool. She has written, hey, mums, does anyone have an adult child that's moved back home? I don't really have the space. He's not working, lays around the house all day, hardly helps unless you ask him to do a job. He never mows the lawn. I just feel frustrated. If I have a day off, I love to have the house to myself. Any advice? I've tried asking him to do stuff around the house, really feeling like I'm being taken advantage of or disrespected. And I think this is a big thing now because they're saying the amount of people that have moved back home with the rental crisis.
Yeah.
You know, people can't afford it if they're studying or working part-time or even if they're working full-time at the moment. With the rent keep increasing, they're like, well, I'm never going to be able to save, so let's go home with mum and dad.
Yeah.
And when you do that, really what you're doing is, let's take advantage of mum and dad.
100%. Yeah. Well, you're not going back. You're going back for the benefits, really, aren't you?
Yeah.
Because you know there's that.
They did say that if you move back home, and I say this from personal experience, that you should set a time limit. So that's my advice. You should
10 years minimum?
Just so you know. Well, you can lie about it.
Yeah.
Or that could be your goal. But if you say this is going to be 10 months, sounds better than 1 year, 10 months, and then I'm out, then everyone goes, okay, cool, we can put up with that.
See, what I think you'll find now is happening too is it's not just the, hey, I'm moving back in, just me. There's people who are married and they have kids.
Yeah.
And they're going back home to try and save up house deposits and stuff. So that dynamic is a big shift as well.
I've done it before. I moved back when I was 25 and I moved back with Scotty. And I kept saying, look, obviously it's going to be hard for you to move in with my parents. And I used to come home and he was having beers with dad and they're just complaining about me.
He almost didn't move out when you did.
Yeah.
And then the shared trauma really brings people together.
I know, mate, she's awful.
And my brother moved back with his family.
Yeah.
And he moved back.
Oh, he did with the kids, didn't he?
He moved back with the kids and they were two teenage kids and my dad struggled big time.
Yeah.
So he actually got a removalist to come out and they moved the white couch and moved in some old couches. 10 minutes later, and he would be like, oh, what's going on? But 131060, any advice that you have if this has happened?
Oh, yeah. If you've moved, are you someone who's currently back in with your parents right now?
Because you had a bit of a difficult time, I guess, when Ethan had finished school and he hadn't got a job and you were like, well, they were my leftovers in the
fridge. It is honestly, that was the hardest time in our relationship ever because... Also, he's now an adult, right? But he's in my house. but I have to treat him and give him his own space.
And he was different than when you were a teenager, because you're a bit of a, not that he's not a go-getter, but I think the different culture was...
he's chill.
No, he's pretty chill.
He's freezing.
Yeah. So, and, you know, you were out there hustling and working, you know, five days a week, where he was like, I'll get to it.
But she's like, when you're driving home excited for the leftover lamb roast, and then you come home to your 18-year-old child
trauma.
Sitting on a couch in his pajamas at 2 o'clock in the afternoon with a dirty plate of your lamb, you just have different feelings towards them. But at the same time, he was doing nothing wrong.
No.
He was just living there. Yeah.
That was his downtime.
And I think that's what's hard.
And imagine, you can't really say no, can you either?
No.
Really?
No, of course not.
I guess the thing is that he's moved in and they haven't actually worked out, all right, okay, who's going to do the cooking and cleaning? Who's going to contribute?
Yeah.
And how much pocket money you get.
Justine in Jamuba, you've got advice?
I do. Hey, everybody. I moved back home with my husband and my daughter because we were building our house out of Jamboomba at the time. And, it was a struggle, but we kind of shared the workload. But while we were living there, waiting for the house to get built, we actually fell pregnant with our second child. I was like, I'm not having a newborn at mum and dad's house. We moved out, rented for a couple of months, but then there was a bit of an overlap between moving into the house and the lease ending.
Yeah.
And we actually moved back to mum's house. So we went from 2 to 3 to 4 of us in like a matter of 18 months.
Wow. Plus they knew that you did it in their house.
Not under our roof, Justine.
Yeah, conceived my second child in my childhood bedroom.
What? They should have gotten rid of that single bed. There wouldn't have been a problem. Wow. And I guess, that's hard, isn't it? Because you just keep multiplying.
Mm. Yeah.
And houses, you know, it's like they say, no worries, mate.
Oh, yeah,
you get this done 6 months, 4 years later.
Yeah. Michelle in Kalanga, what's your advice about having adult children move back home?
Not a good idea at all.
Okay. What happened for you?
Well, I have a 34-year-old son that comes and goes, and I would buy my, 2 litre bottle of milk, and through the night he'd get up and have his little drinks and whatnot. I'd wake up in the morning to make my coffee, and the little shit would drink all the bottle and put the empty bottle back in the fridge.
Oh, that's even worse. Okay, yes.
Someone just didn't teach him right, did they, Michelle? No.
No. So what I would do, I had enough of it by the end of it. So I just grabbed the bottle, empty bottle, went into his bedroom and woke him up by bashing him with it and said, get down to the bloody shop and get me some more milk. Yeah, so
is he still there?
No, unfortunately, his girlfriend's got to put up with him now.
Can I ask you, if 34, was it he would break up with the girl, then that's what would get him back home?
No, not really. He's only ever had...
He's your middle child, isn't he? Is he your middle child?
Yeah, and I call him my wild child. Yeah.
Right.
Because he's always in trouble.
Yeah, wild child, drinking 2 litres of milk a day.
Well, I think Michelle's been kind to him there. I think there's a few bits
she's leaving out. Yeah.
Liz is there. Liz, what happened with the kids coming home?
Oh, it was in our 20s. My girlfriend decided to move home with her parents, and after a few months, I got jack of her just being a slob. And anyway, she rocked up one day back home after a night out and they decided to sit on the couch. They were both naked and she moved out pretty quickly after that.
Oh, my God. So just embrace being a nudist.
Wow.
And the adult...
Yes, they decided. She never moved back.
That's not a bad idea.
Wow.
Yes, yeah, very bad idea. So, she never, ever moved back after that.
So. Stand by, guys. If you become a millionaire after 8 o'clock, you will never have to go back to your naked parents. It is happening here on Million Dollar Monday.
The B105 Breakfast Show with Stav, Abby and Matt.
I'm going to throw it back. We're going to play something from Stav, Abby and Matt. Yeah, I'm going to throw it back to something you might remember or something I don't even remember.
Oh, who loves digging into their past? There's nothing better than, is it? Hey, especially when someone else does it for you.
Yeah. Isn't that Facebook memories where you're like,
oh, what a loser.
I hate my Facebook.
You know, you
memories.
Can go to a setting so that you can sort of
hide them.
Yeah, you can hide them. Because they always
give
say
you Facebook amnesia.
Sensitive, yeah. You know, if someone's passed away or something and you don't want it popping up, so you get to choose. And I just think that's really good, isn't it? So you can like block an X memory popping
See,
up.
Mine are mainly just reminders of what a dickhead I was.
Was.
And wow, is that just last week's memory?
I've seen those, Maddie, actually.
No, you can't see them. That's the saddest part is no one else sees your memories.
I've looked back at some of your posts, like your update things, and I've saved them for a future segment like this.
Thank you, producer Ash.
Stay tuned.
So what are we looking back from
today?
This one I thought was one of the greatest things I'd ever heard. So all about you, Abby.
Ooh.
This was fun when it was you guys.
It happened in 2015.
It always is when it's someone else, isn't it?
2015.
Okay. I think you're going to cringe at this, and you've probably heard this a few times before, but you were interviewing someone, and there was a bit of a stitch-up.
Ooh, classic stitch-up.
Do you remember who it might have been, 2015? Mm. Big, big, big celebrity.
No. Everything in my mind always goes when the kids were born. You know, and I was middleborn was 2014. Well, should have taken maternity leave.
It was 2 years before I started, so it would have been when Labby was here, I'm assuming. So
No, because we had a gap year. Yeah, and I did.
We were by ourselves.
It was just the two of you, correct?
Yeah. So good time.
The celebrity's name.
Low ratings though.
Rhymes with Slew Blackman.
Hugh Jackman.
Do you remember what happened? Let's.
She'll never forget.
Let's all relive it now.
Abby, we're taping this, right?
Yeah.
Abby, can you not say that? That's bullshit, sir. I didn't do that.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all right. But can you guys cut that out?
Sorry, I didn't realise I said something wrong.
No, it's just I didn't do it. I just kind of hate it when people say I do things and I didn't do it.
Okay, sorry.
Maybe someone did it for me. Hang on one sec.
Okay.
But they're saying I did something on Instagram that I didn't do. Hang on one sec.
Okay. All right. Turn.
Hello, it's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. So what's up?
Sorry. I thought I saw something on Instagram about him wanting to do this musical for 10 years, so I said it.
No. That's actually, it's a rumor that you've seen, but that's not on Hugh's personal Instagram. He didn't put that.
Okay, all right. Sorry.
Guys.
Yes.
I know it's only radio, but it kind of shits me.
No,
It just shits me. It just, I don't know.
Okay.
It's rumor, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, so just check with me. I'm here. The people are here. Michelle was here. You can check anything. Abby, you could have checked anything you want.
Okay.
How did you feel in that moment when Hugh Jackman was telling you off?
How high my voice was. I'm so sorry. I love Hugh Jackman.
Everybody
loves
Hugh Jackman.
He loves theatre. And I didn't even ask a controversial question. It was just about this musical he wanted to do. And he just went like that. And I would have been better if he got angry at me. Mm. Remember Jeremy Renner got angry with me?
Yes.
Feel better with that because I'm like, I'll get defensive. But when someone's just like, you shouldn't have done that, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Mm. I thought you did well. Not to snap back.
Because
he was
with him.
He was also being, like, not aggressive, but there was a, if that was real, that was a huge overreaction.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you hear the ending of it?
We've got that right here.
Can I ask, what was it that you asked?
There was a musical that he's doing. I said, you've been wanting to do this for 10 years. Like, is it confirmed? And he just went off at that. And I was like, well, that wasn't even a real, like, question. And I said, I thought it was sort of on Instagram. And I know I did. But it was more just that he was told whenever I asked a question.
Has the court case finished yet?
To get really annoyed with it.
Right.
This is it.
Abby, you could have checked anything you want.
Okay.
It's right. Fair to say, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
You passed.
You're a very good actor, mate. You're a very good actor.
Hugh Jackman can act.
Yeah. It's a little game called How Good of an Actor Are You?
I am in real trouble with my publicist.
Are you?
Oh my God, it's so
She's not my publicist, she's my enemy.
I think I've got an enemy in the studio too, Hugh Jackman.
Oh my God.
Yeah, let go. Her face.
Oh my God,
Abby?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No,
I am really sorry. I was going red as I'm doing it. It's so not me to do that.
He was so great.
He's such a good sport. Remember we got him, we used to get him to do other stuff on radio stations as well after, and we're like, no one does it, because they're like, they don't have to, and he used to do it every single time.
Yeah, the worst one about that one, because it was my prank on Abs, and she had had a really bad day already that morning. She was already crying about something that happened in her personal life, and there was a little twig of me going, she'd probably pull this, and I went, nah, she'll appreciate it in the end.
Go
hard. Yeah, but he used to do all. He called Labby's mum for Mother's Day.
Yeah,
he said my phrase that I was trying to get off the ground on another radio station, which as was... well. Bingo, bango, James Franco.
Yeah,
yeah.
And we haven't spoken to him
since.
We come up in the list. He goes, no.
The B105 Breakfast Show with Stav, Abby, and Matt. B105's $1 million cash splash. $1 million cash
splash. This is the moment, Brisbane. $1 million.
This is what we love. We love being able to give people the opportunity to completely change their life and then owe us for the rest of their life, you know?
Yeah, don't forget about us.
Yeah.
All right? Don't feel like I've got my mealy poos.
Yeah, I mean, when you're over in Barbados or wherever you want to go, there you can stream the show, is what we're saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you've got the money to pay for the data.
That's true.
So we've got to say a huge thank you to Rackley Swimming as well. We've teamed up with those guys to put this $1 million on the line.
Yeah, Michelle, one of our contestants, actually thought you won swimming lessons.
That's what she called up for.
Still very excited about it, so Rackley did a good job.
$1 million worth of swimming lessons.
God, you'd be Aquaman after that.
So here's how it's going to go. We're about to play five games, a game each with our contestants of the cash splash. Whoever does the best in the cash splash will then walk down the red carpet to the $1 million wall. There is 100 envelopes, and inside one of them is $1 million.
And I believe there's varying degrees of amounts in the other envelopes as well.
Correct.
So they're not just empty.
Correct. So have a think about what number you're going to choose. Are we ready to play these games? You're just as nervous as everyone else are.
Yeah, I feel absolutely sick. I've been like trying to lay in bed and manifest it for someone, that I just know that there's five people here that are so worthy and so desperate to win. So my nerves are like...
All right, let's do it. Contestant number one.
$1 million cash splash. Changing someone in Brisbane's life.
Bonjour, I'm Brenda from Pine Mountain. I'm a finalist for B105 $1 million cash splash. With $1 million, I would pay off my mortgage and go to Mauritius and take all my family for a holiday. You know, I came from a poor family, and where I am today, I can't believe where I am. And if I got that $1 million, this means the world to me. I don't know how to thank God, you know, everyone. Yeah. Oh my God, $1 million.
B105's $1 million cash splash.
Brenda, your game starts in 3, 2, 1. $208. $260. $300.
Stop.
All right. What was that? $300.
$300. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I can understand what Brenda's done there too, because you splash out.
Yeah.
You're out.
Yeah.
So what we need is the person that gets to the highest amount. They hold their nerve, but they don't actually splash out.
All right. So 300 is the baseline at the moment.
All right. Let's see how contestant number two goes.
$1 million cash splash. Changing someone in Brisbane's life.
Julie from Racegear. I'm a finalist for B105's $1 million cash splash. If I won $1 million, I would pay off my debt, buy a house, and travel with my family. It would change our lives. I can't even put together the words. Not have to worry about the rental crisis at the moment, groceries, everything. It's making me tear up right now, actually. I've come from nothing. So to be able to have that freedom would put together a life that I wouldn't even imagine was even possible.
B105's $1 million cash splash.
Julie, your game starts in 3, 2, 1. $208. $260. $300. $342. $650. $710. $910. $1,100. $1,250. $1,400.
Oh, splash out.
Oh, no, Julie.
I know.
You held your nerve. You were going for it, weren't you?
I had, in my brain, I was like, should I say stop? But I didn't know how long it was going to go for.
I know.
So.
Yeah. I know.
Yes. Yeah.
We should point out that everyone plays the same game too.
Yes,
and they
I
haven't
know.
Heard their other the, everyone else's games. So.
Look, I'm sure that Brenda's probably happy that you splashed out at this point.
That's yeah. true. Brenda is still in it. Brenda right. is still in it.
All right. Next Let's one.
$1 million cash splash, changing someone in Brisbane's life.
Hi, I'm Michael from Virginia, and I'm a finalist to B105's $1 million cash splash. With $1 million, I would firstly pay a house off, book our holiday to the US and UK. I would probably just sit on the rest of it for a little bit and help some family members out and just enjoy what we can. It would change our lives, just easing the pressure. I just need to take a minute to take it in and believe that it's real. Personally, I just think it takes the pressure off and you can just enjoy life. Just be happy and enjoy. That's what it's about.
B105's $1 million cash splash.
Michael, your game starts in 3, 2, 1. $208. $260. $300. $342. $650.
$910. $910.
Oh, Michael.
How you feeling, buddy?
Yeah, pretty nervous.
Pretty nervous?
Yeah, after listening to the other ones, yeah. Mm.
Well done, buddy. You didn't splash out there, which unfortunately means that you are now ahead of Brenda. And Brenda, you are out of the game.
Sorry, Brenda.
We're sorry.
We're so sorry.
That's okay. Yeah. Happy for you, whoever wins, yeah.
Oh, bless you.
It was a great lie.
Thank you for not saying other words on the radio. We really appreciate that. All right.
All right, Michael.
You were at 300 and then Michael pushed up. Was that 700?
Or 910?
I thought it was 910. I thought 910 was 910.
Yeah. Counting that one. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever sweat this much out of my palms in my entire life.
He is a sweater. He is a sweater.
910.
Michael's in the lead.
Michael, all right. We're making notes. All right, let's hear the next one.
$1 million cash splash, changing someone in Brisbane's life.
Hi, I'm Michelle from Shaler Park. I'm a finalist for B105's $1 million cash splash. Woo! With $1 million, I would help my mum out with everything that's happened last year, with my brother that's passed away, and I'd buy her a new car. It'll change everything for us. We'll be able to sleep at night. I just want to really win this, hey. I don't even know if my words would come out of my mouth. To me, it'd mean the world to me. Probably go get my hair done, nails done, pamper myself, and I'll book myself a holiday. Watch out, Michelle's coming.
B105's $1 million cash splash.
Michelle, your game starts in 3, 2, 1. $208. $260. $300. $342. $650. $710. $910. $1,100. $1,250. $1,400.
Stop!
Oh!
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 Missed it by that much. Oh, Michelle.
Yeah. Oh, Michelle, we're so sorry.
Just a few seconds, Michelle. If that. Oh.
You were amazing. Thank you so much for being a part of it.
Thank you.
You okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was so
and look,
hard.
Yeah, it's so hard. You want to go the highest, but you just, yeah.
Mm.
You just missed out on the splash.
Yeah.
We're so sorry.
That's all good.
All right, still looking good for you, Michael. All right, we have one more game to play. $910 is the amount. If they go under or if they splash out, Michael goes through to play for $1 million. Here we go.
$1 million cash splash. Changing someone in Brisbane's life.
Hi, I'm Angie from Morayfield, and I'm a finalist for B105's $1 million cash splash. With $1 million, I would pay off our house, purchase a new car because we're in desperate need of that. But most importantly, have some family time. I have a special needs daughter and two boys, and just to have some time off work to have for family would be amazing. It would change my life dramatically. Just to have the weight lifted off my shoulders of all the, you know, being able to pay the bills and no words could explain it.
B105's $1 million cash splash.
Angie, your game starts in 3, 2, 1. $208. $260. $300. $342. $650. $710. $910.
Stop.
$910.
A tie break.
Oh my God, Michael.
How
now
you
feeling? No one has known the results to this.
Michael's going splash out, bloody splash out.
Oh my God, it's tiebreaker. Michael, you all right?
Do we have to do it again?
Yes,
you have to play again.
Oh no!
And even worse, it'll be a different game, obviously.
Well, yeah, we're not that silly. Surprise! But then what happens?
Yeah.
Oh well, yeah, okay.
Angie, how are you feeling?
Oh. I'm so nervous.
Yeah, who would put you through this? Well, we would, but yes.
We.
It's highly entertaining for us.
Yeah. Well, I'm making myself feel sick here.
Wow.
All right.
All right.
Guys, we are going to take a break. We should mention those who have splashed
out. Yeah, we want to say thank you so much to Brenda, Julie, and Michelle. You guys will walk away with $500.
So thank you so much for being here. We didn't want you to walk away empty-handed.
Yeah, that's between you three.
No, it's not. It's $500
each. Oh, okay, yeah, right. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
We just want to say thank you so much for coming in this morning, sharing your lives with us. Thank you so much. We really, really appreciate it.
Okay, so you've played your extra games. This is the tiebreaker round. No one knows the results here except for you.
Well, you know
but you don't
you
know
picked.
What the other person did.
Yeah.
Because it was done in a soundproof booth.
Okay, all right.
Here we go.
First one.
Benji, tiebreaker. Your game starts in 3, 2, 1. $21. $38. $59. $120. $208.
$296. All right.
So is that 296?
296 is where Angie has stopped.
Okay, 296.
Let's right. hear how Michael went. Here we go.
Michael, tiebreaker. Your game starts in 3, 2, 1. $21. $38. $59. $120. $208.
$296. $380. $650.
Stop. He's done it,
Michael!
Oh my God. And just hugged you as she just realized that you went higher and that you are going to have your shot at $1 million next.
He's looking at his wife straight
oh,
into her
your
eyes.
Daughter. Oh, made me cry.
Sweetheart. How are we feeling?
We're very shocked, excited.
Oh, darling. There's tears.
She just clapped and now she's burst into tears as she's realised. Dad's taken you over some tissues.
Does he normally last that long?
Okay, stop. Michael, how are you feeling?
Yeah, you can stay home today.
There you go. You're in your school uniform, but you don't need to go.
Do you want to know something insane? Mm. $650 is where you yelled stop.
Yep.
That was the very last number before the splash.
It's just meant to be, hey? Boy. Oh, far out.
So behind you, there's 100 envelopes. You've got a 1 in 100 chance of being Brisbane's next millionaire.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it? I mean, the odds, you know, I play lottery every week and those odds are not the same as that.
I think I'm still paying off some lotto tickets there. Credit card, so.
Well, you have to have a think about what number you are going to choose. Don't tell us now because we're going to come back next so that you can decide what is your shot at $1 million.
This is crazy.
Michael, the millionaire, hey?
Yeah, sounds good. That's what Brad said when he rang me that day. He's like, Michael, the millionaire, how good would that sound? And I was like, yeah righto, mate. Like, yeah.
Shut up, Brad.
I love that your wife...
everyone, Brad.
Yeah.
I said to your wife...
Sharon, the millionaire, doesn't that sound good? No, come on.
Your wife has been so calm and collected. And I'm like, how are you going? And she goes, well, it's not me, so I'm fine. I'm like, I think the whole family might benefit. $1 million cash flash. All right, we had five people in this morning and they had to play Cash Splash. Michael was the winner of that and he's just walked up to our wall and picked an envelope. The number that you picked?
15.
15. Yep. So the envelopes are 1 to 100. You picked 15. Louise, your wife, you called her when you were like, hey, I'm going to Million Dollar Day, and she was like, give me a sign. And up hopped on the TV screen, 15.
Yeah, it came up. It was the three numbers came out, 51, 15 and 15. So 15 was the winner.
It was a death toll in a tragic accident.
All right, no. Do you know what? Some people use humour when they're nervous, all right? So let's just not yell at him now. I'll yell at him after.
The thing to think about too with this, right, it's a 1 in 100 shot at $1 million. You can't get
those sorts of odds.
No way.
With
no.
anything.
And like, I believe you actually play Lotto, don't you?
Yeah, I play Lotto. And yeah, my wife just said the other week, she's like, why don't we keep getting charged interest on these cashing amounts on our credit card? Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's Lotto.
I know, right?
She's like, can you stop doing that?
Yeah.
I believe they're called investments.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And, of course, there are other amounts in all the other envelopes as well, so you won't be going home empty-handed if 15 doesn't contain the millions.
It could be 10,000, 5,000, or 2,000. Now, we're not thinking like that.
No.
We're manifesting or Michael-festing. $1 million.
That was a good one.
I like how you did that. That was really good.
That was good.
All right. Did you have something planned for everyone else?
I did.
Okay. Don't run through it now. All right. Let's hand it over to you. I'm going to hold your mic because I want you to open this.
Okay, here we go. He's cutting it with scissors because it is tamper-proof.
Oh, my God. Will you be Brisbane's next millionaire? Anything you want to say to Louise right now?
No. Whatever that happens.
Yeah. Okay, that was your moment for something romantic to your wife, but no worries.
$2,000.
$2,000. $2,000.
Shots fired! Shots fired!
Jesus.
Mate, I am... Look, $2,000 is fantastic.
Oh, it's not $1 million. We're all aware of it.
Not $1 million.
No, look, that's okay. Like I said, we're just happy to walk away with something. So, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Another day. Oh, mate, we're sorry.
No, don't apologize.
Do we know where... Oh, my God, do you know where...
We've just been handed the number that had the $1 million in it. So you chose 15. What were the other numbers you said you were thinking?
51.
51?
Yeah, that was it.
And there was your lucky number, which was...
There was 44. Which sometimes isn't so lucky for me, but my wife's is 3, so just wait and see.
Hopefully, it's
let's find out.
No, it doesn't matter.
What was
the winning number? You were pretty close to it. The winning number was 11. And just to prove that we are doing everything legit, we'll cut that 11. Lex, 11, you're only 4 off it.
No.
$1 million.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
Do I win?
Can we do it again?
Yeah, let's do it again. Let's all pretend this never happened. Michael, we thank you so much for coming along.
That's okay. No, happy to be here. Thanks for having us and putting it on. So,
yeah. And you didn't win $1 million, so you have to go to school today. I'm sorry.
No, you can say I am.
Buddy, it was so lovely to meet you and your family and to give you this opportunity. You know, unfortunately... the issue we have is when our boss says, do you want to give someone a shot at $1 million? We say, let's just give them $1 million, you tight ass.
Yeah. That'd be easier.
And the issue with that would then be everyone who turned up, we just want to pay everyone, but we can't do that. But we thank you for coming in and
thank you.
Giving it your all, buddy. Well done. Thank you, everyone, for your morning. There it is, the $1 million cash splash, and a huge thank you to Rackley Swimming. Those guys have been absolutely amazing coming on board for this one. It is Stav, Abby, and Matt here at B105.
The B105 Breakfast Show with Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Hey, Alpha Bucks, tomorrow for $10,000. It'll be the 23rd of April. Your 3 answers to make it easier to win are...
Your letter is B, and some of your answers are your favourite healer, Bluey, Bandana, and Bongos.
Thank you, Jace. He's just brought in the sheets.
Right. I'll see you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
Stav, Abby, and Matt, the B105 Breakfast Show.